Welcome to Ventilly Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. It's going to be a great day. Today, the title of our show is that we welcome Shane Roosey, an amazing young man who happens to have Down syndrome, but who is living his life to the fullest. But before we bring Shane on, let me go ahead and mention to everybody that, you know, these days it doesn't matter how good of a dentist you are, it's how many likes on Facebook you have, right? So anyway, I'd like to think I'm a good dentist, but go to Dr. Kvitko, Metinus and Associates, please, and like us. That would be great. Also, when you're there, you'll find a tab on the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund, a little icon. And there's a couple things you can do there. One is you can donate to help us put on our events like Dentistry from the Heart, Team Smile, and this year's 7th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Outing. We raise money for the Down Syndrome of Central Ohio with that golf outing. We'll be talking a little bit about that later. And also, Team Smile is an event on May 3rd at Nationwide Arena in conjunction with the Blue Jackets. We will have some Blue Jacket players, Stinger, we'll have the cheerleaders, and about 250 children will receive free dental care that day. So that's going to be a really neat event. On June 14th, Dentistry from the Heart will be at my office, 4308 North High Street. And at that, all people are welcome to come and have a free filling, extraction, or cleaning. No need to show need, just show up. So those are the kinds of things that we do. And we'll be appreciative of any help that you can give. So let's get to our guest, who's in the studio with me, Shane Roosey. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Shane. He's 17 years old. He's a junior at Graham School. And he loves sports like football, basketball, baseball. He's also a musician, plays guitar, sings, and writes songs. And he's been playing guitar for 4 or 5 years. I should have asked him to bring his guitar and sing a song for me, but I forgot to do that. He also has taken mixed martial arts, and he is a black belt. We'll talk a little bit about that. And he's a very outgoing person and seems to be loving life. And actually, I'm jealous. Shane, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm well. So thanks for getting up early and coming. I know that a lot of teenagers aren't up at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. Are you usually up?
Not that much.
Okay, just like my kids. It's just a little early for people under the age of about 21 or something like that. Okay, now, tell me a little bit about yourself. Let's start with that.
Well, I really like playing sports.
Okay.
Watching sports.
And watching them, me too.
I also like playing guitar and write songs and stuff like that.
So do you write them down on musical charts so you actually can write the music?
No.
Okay.
You
write the words?
I write the words.
Okay.
And normally I put them like in a double spaced.
Okay.
And then after that I put my chords.
Okay, and then you put your chords. Okay, because see, I'm a drummer. So I've been a musician for a long time. I traveled. I played professionally for a couple of years. And we had our own arrangements. So we had this guy that would take these songs and he would put them into medleys, like a 1960s medley, that sort of thing. So have you ever performed like at school in a talent show or something?
Yes, I have.
You have? Oh, that must have been neat. I understand that you are doing something really cool, and that is that you get to work with the OSU Athletic Department.
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for, I believe, since last September.
Last September. Okay, so let's see. This is February. So about 4 months? No, five months.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I can't count. It's early, right? We're all supposed to be asleep. Anyway. Okay. So now tell me. Well, first of all, I want people to go, if you're listening and you're by your computer while you're listening, go to dentallyspeaking.com, and in the left-hand column, you'll see Shane's picture. So you can put a face to the name. Shane is standing next to the national championship trophy that the Buckeye football team won in 2002, and I'm jealous because I don't even think they let me in that building. How's that? Did you sneak in when they weren't looking?
No.
No, so you've been doing it since September, and tell me about some of the experience. Who have you met, for one?
I've met some famous people, like Coach Meyer.
You've met Coach Meyer?
Yep.
Wow. I want to meet Coach Meyer someday.
I also met some players, too.
Okay.
Like Braxton Miller.
Braxton Miller, okay.
Carlos Hyde.
Who was the second one again?
Carlos Hyde.
Oh, Carlos Hyde, the running back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've met Owen Johnson.
Owen Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Orion
Johnson, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I also met Drew Basil,
the punter. Okay.
Or the kicker.
Oh, he's the kicker.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't know that stuff. It's actually basketball season now, so I think my memory's faded a little bit. Did you ever get to play catch with Braxton?
No, I haven't.
No? Okay. Well, that would be fun someday, because you play, right? You play football, too?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay. You just like to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think about the team coming up this year? You think they have a pretty good chance since they went 12-0, or...?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's going to be tough.
Really?
Yes.
You wouldn't want to say that in front of Braxton, would you?
No. No.
Or the coach, right? You got to tell them you expect them to win the national championship, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's always you know. And I think this year they will have a good chance.
Good chance?
Of winning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how, some of the out-of-conference games that they have coming up, the tougher ones, do they have, a lot of times our out-of-conference schedule is kind of easy. We take a lot of flack for that, by playing, like, teams like Miami of Ohio or Bowling Green or Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But do we have any tough games early in the season that you know?
Yes.
Who do we have?
We have, I think we have had to go first.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have, I think, Illinois. And I think Northwestern, too.
Okay. I don't know how good those teams are, but I guess that everybody's trying to beat us, so they all come in with their A game, right?
Yep.
So I notice you happen to have an OSU hoodie on.
Yes.
See my OSU jacket here? I got one, too. Yesterday, my daughter, we got together to visit my mother-in-law, and she was wearing a yellow jacket with blue slacks. And I said, "What color is your jacket?" She said, "Yellow." I said, "What color are your slacks?" She goes, "Blue." I said, since when are you a Mazin Blue fan?" And she just kind of, she didn't realize. So we're not going to kick her out of the family quite yet, but if I see her wearing that again, she might be in trouble. Anyway, okay, now, how did you come to have this opportunity with Ohio State? How did this happen?
When my mom actually set this up for me.
Because it's part of a school program, right?
Yes.
And you go to Graham School, and you told me it was, they're called experiential days?
Yes.
Meaning getting life's experiences?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that it took a long time to make it happen. Really long time, about a year, right? About a year, something about 13, right around 13 months. So it's not an easy thing to do, but you guys were able to pull it off, and I kind of get a sense of why now, because you have a lot of friends listening right now, You go to the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Columbus, which is on High Street there behind Chipotle and Panera. And you have this card that you guys brought that, by the way, Shane's moms are with us today as spectators, or I guess to maybe like keep him in line if he gets out of line, or me in line if I get out of line for that matter. But anyway, he has this card that is a wish you well card, and it's signed by 121 people. I've never had a card signed by that many people. I'm so jealous, Shane. we're going to have to talk off the air about getting me a meeting with Coach Meyer, too. Hey, anyway, I think what we're going to do, it's time to go to our first break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, with Shane Roosie, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki, you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are you afraid of being seen without your teeth? Are you tired of taking your teeth out every night? Let us show you how implants and fixed bridges can give you a smile that never comes out. Interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kavitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
I saw an angel of Adam Shaw. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, cause I've got a plan.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We have Shane Roosie in the studio with us. He's my guest this morning. Shane is a 17-year-old junior at the Graham School. He's a Buckeye fan. He works with the Buckeye Athletic Department, helping out with team managers. Right, Shane? Is that what you...
Yep.
Okay, so tell me some of the things that you do when you're there.
I mostly put away laundry.
Okay.
Count them. Sometimes I help deliver stuff over to the other sides.
Oh, okay. So when they split the team and they're doing like a little scrimmage, there's they have like a gray team and a scarlet team or something, and you've got to pass things back and forth?
Yeah.
Okay.
But mostly we deliver stuff to like the horseshoe.
Oh, okay. You have the keys to the horseshoe?
I don't.
Have you ever seen the key to the horseshoe? I wonder what it looks like. Is it a horseshoe?
I don't know.
Maybe you stick it in this thing that looks like a horseshoe, and it's like, you know, like on a Indiana Jones movie, the whole stadium opens up or something. Anyway. okay, so, I mean, you know what? I tell my staff all the time that there is no unimportant job. Everything is important, you know? Yep. Because if you don't deliver the stuff they need, then they can't do their job. And
exactly.
The example I use in my office is if we don't empty the little wastebasket out there by our coffee machine, or and people walk in the door for their first visit and there's trash spilling over, they think that it's going to be trashy when they go back too, that we're not going to care about cleanliness, and so they may not even stay. You know, so there is no unimportant job in everything. We need everybody. Now, let's talk a little bit about karate, because I took karate. My whole family did as well. I only got to, is it green belt right before brown?
Yes.
Okay. So I only got to green belt. That means you could probably kick my butt, right?
Not now.
But one of the first things they teach you in karate, tell me if I'm wrong, is to avoid confrontation, right?
Yes.
Because you never really know what the other person knows. So you don't want to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you went all the way to black belt. So in 2009, was it? 2008? When did you get your black belt?
When?
Yeah. What year was that? 2008?
Yeah.
That's so for the last 5 years. So that means you can break boards, you can break bricks. You can break bricks?
I can't break bricks.
Okay.
I can only break boards.
Oh, well, there's a trick. You take a sledgehammer. Okay. They didn't teach you that in your karate class?
No.
You must have been going to the wrong one. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so that's really cool. Now, that's great exercise, and it makes you flexible, and you do the stretching stuff before, right?
Yep.
And, you know, there's a little tie-in to dentistry there, which people don't realize. And everybody stretches before they run and before they play basketball and football and all these sports, but we don't tend to stretch before we chew. And I'm not suggesting that people, you know, stretch every morning, but what happens is when you get TMJ, which is temporomandibular joint, that pain you get like in the side of your face up by your ears, the way you can treat that is to stretch your muscles of mastication, the muscles we chew with.
Yep.
So if somebody out there, if you guys are suffering with TMJ, try it. It's just a really slow opening of your mouth. You have to do it slow, because if you open too fast, you get like this little trigger, almost like a Charlie horse by your ear. But if you go really slow and you get past that trigger point and then keep stretching and stretching and stretching, you can work it out, and you won't even need care after that. Probably shouldn't have said that. I just kind of ruined my business, didn't I? No, anyway. Okay. So tell me, what's your favorite NFL team, Shane?
My favorite NFL team is the Browns.
The Browns. Good for you. I'm a Browns fan, too. And so is my producer. That's great. It's a little painful to be a Browns fan, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
What was it? 1954 was the last time they won the championship?
Yes. Yes.
1964. Okay, it was the Indians were 54. 48 for the Indians, my producer told me. That's worse than I thought. 1964. So in 1964, you were what, 3?
No.
No?
I wasn't even born yet.
Weren't even born yet. Oh, my goodness. So, but anyway, so now, let's see. They're looking for a quarterback. You think it's going to be Brandon Whedon?
Yeah.
Think they'll go with him?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that he's a good quarterback.
Okay.
But, I would like to have a different a quarterback.
Just different?
Yeah.
Like somebody that's a veteran? Bring in somebody that's played for several years and is now kind of like mentoring a young guy?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Alex Smith? That would be good, right?
Alex Smith, yeah.
Is he going to be traded, do you think? Alex Smith turned out being the backup to the 49ers quarterback, right? Who stepped in when he had an injury. And who was the 49ers quarterback? Do you remember?
His name is Colin.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick.
That's right. Yes, I couldn't remember, but I knew he would. Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, young guy. And so Alex, even though he was pretty healthy, didn't play in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Maybe he can take the Browns to the Super Bowl. We'll see. Now, what kind of music do you like? I was gonna ask you your favorite songs, but I'm afraid I may not recognize any of them. So, do you like rap? Do you like top 40? What do you like?
I do like some rap, not a lot.
Okay. So, when you write songs, what kind of songs do you write?
I kind of write on classic rock.
Classic rock. Oh.
Or actually like rock and roll.
Okay. Well, that's,
yeah.
That's neat. I was thinking, because we use little songs, you know, when we come to a commercial, and I was thinking I should have asked you that first, and we could have maybe found a song that you like. So tell me what's your favorite. Tell me a favorite song or two. Maybe we have it.
I really like Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who.
By The Who?
Yeah.
They probably don't have the word smile in that song, so we can't use it. I always look for songs with smile or, you know, like toothpaste, toothbrush. We've got one, literally we do. We have one that's called Squeezed or something by a group. And it talks about the toothbrush and their toothpaste. I got my toothbrush, my toothpaste, something like that. All right. So now you follow the basketball team too, because they're doing pretty well.
I do.
Do you ever get to meet Coach Mata?
No.
Oh, I got one on you. I've met Coach Mata. Tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You arrange a meeting with me with Coach Urban Meyer, and I'll arrange for you to meet Coach Mata. How's that?
Yeah, that'd be good.
What I really want is to have the Coach Meyer on my show. What we would talk about would be the kinds of protection that they're doing for players these days to prevent concussions, you know?
Yeah.
And teeth and so on. What do you do? Now, you know, as you heard, I do a golf outing every year, and I raise money for, they call it the SACO. DSACO, Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. I think they mispronounce it. I think it should be DeSaco. And I've told them that because DeSaco to me seems like it should be DSOCO, right? Or DSOCCO. But anyway, DeSaco, DSACO, Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. And what they do is they help folks that happen to have Down syndrome with all kinds of things from infancy all the way up through adulthood. Now, my inspiration has been a patient of mine, Libby Turner, who is 62, who happens to have Down syndrome, and used to be the lifespan was about 40 or something like that, and it's been pretty neat. And so we do the buddy walk. We have a team called Libby's Tooth Buds, but they also have a program, DeSaco does, with Bentry to help folks learn to golf. So tell me, what's the name of that program? Do you remember?
Golf Academy.
Golf Academy. Okay. So tell me about your experience with the Golf Academy.
Well, it was my first year there.
Okay. How old were you?
I was, I'd say, 16.
Okay.
Or 17.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. You're 17 now. You mean maybe last year? Maybe.
Yeah, last year.
Okay, 16 then.
And I really liked it.
Good.
And,
so how come you haven't come to my golf outing? I'm just giving you grief. No, go ahead and finish. I'm sorry. Maybe this year you can come out.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did it go? What did you learn?
Learned how to swing a golf club and learned how to be respectful.
How to swing a golf club, for one. And I haven't figured that one out yet. I need to go to this academy. What about putting?
Putting, I'm pretty good at it.
You are?
Yeah.
Do you use a belly putter? Do you hold the putter up against your body when you do it? Or do you just kind of swing your arms?
I actually put my arms together.
Together? Okay.
And
try to hold as still as you can?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been watching a little bit of golf. Actually, over the weekend here. They have a tournament every... So they show Saturday and Sunday And, you know, there's that controversy over the belly putter. They're thinking about outlawing it. I've never used it. Those big, tall putters.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that it probably really works, but we'll see. I'm thinking about trying it, but I just know I'm never going to be that good of a golfer, so just go out to have fun. Do you? So you hope to do some more golfing in the future?
Yes. I'm actually planning to play golf with my uncle.
Your uncle?
Okay. Over the summer.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we'll have to stay in touch, and I'll let you know where and when we have our tournament. We'll try to get you to come out. It's always been, or actually, it's usually been the last weekend in July, but that might change this year because I have so many other events that are going that I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pull it off so quickly after the Dentistry from the Heart, which is June 14th. So I may not have a staff if I put them through too many activities, you know? Okay. Now, you have any heroes?
Yes, I do, actually.
Are they sitting in this room?
Yeah, actually, two of them.
Okay, tell me about them.
My mom's. What great.
They've been really, really great, huh?
Yeah.
That's really neat. That's really neat. Very supportive.
Yep.
And helping you get where you are.
Yep.
But you're probably a pretty good kid, so they don't mind doing it.
Yes.
Now, I understand from one of your moms that the year that it took to put things together was quite an ordeal, and it's amazing that you even got the opportunity to work in the athletic department at Ohio State. Without going into all the details, but there is this program, I guess, called TOPS, Transition Options in Post-Secondary Program. It's a college program at OSU, the Ohio State University, for people with developmental disabilities. And so your one mom, Helene, she started working on this in April of 2012, and it didn't happen until, I guess it would have been about, was it maybe more like 9 months later, huh? Yeah, something like 9 months. It's amazing how long things take, and the Team Smile event that we're doing May 3rd, in January of 2012, I came on the show and I said, my New Year's resolution is to bring a Team Smile event to Columbus. And Team Smile is where they bring in 14 dental chairs, 4 dental hygiene chairs, 4 oral hygiene instruction chairs, and they work in conjunction with sports teams. And I said at the time that the Blue Jackets didn't know it yet, but they were going to be hosting one of these. And I'm kind of glad they weren't listening, because when I did actually talk to them, if they'd have heard that, they might have said no, but they'd just out of, spite, but they didn't. It took me longer. It took 13 months to get everything put together. And so by the time the event actually happens, it'll be more like a year and 4 months from the time that I predicted it would happen. But you have to have perseverance. Have you been taught that?
Yes.
Okay. So perseverance can pay off, right?
Yep.
Yeah. There's a balance between persevering and being a pain in somebody else's, you know what? I like to think that I'm the itch you can't scratch, and so I usually don't take no for an answer. When somebody tells me no, I think, no, that sounds a lot like maybe to me. You know, how about you? How are
you?
Yeah. and then when they say no again, I say, oh, it sounds like I'm getting closer. You know, but things don't always work out. But I'll tell you what, even my current dental office. It's an interesting story, to me at least. It was a kind of a beat up building, and it wasn't for sale, but I was driving by one day and I looked at that and I thought, wow, look at all those parking spaces, because I'm in Clintonville and we all know Clintonville has like one parking space we all have to share, right?
Yeah.
So there was a little 3x5 index card on the door that said, in case of emergency, call this number. The building was empty. It didn't have a for sale sign on it. And I'd been talking about making my office a little bit different, trying to enlarge it, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. Got a couple drawings, and it just looked different, not bigger. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll look into buying this building. And the gentleman that, when we called that number, he said, well, first of all, it's too big for a dental office, and secondly, I already have it under contract. And I said, don't worry. I'll decide whether it's too big for a dental office, because I can always split it. And also, I said, I'm still interested, so if the contract you have to sell falls through, please call me. And I gave him my number. He was kind of like, kind of curt with me, kind of like, why are you bothering me, kind of a tone to his voice. But that was on a Friday. The following Tuesday, so what would that be, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 4 days later, I get a call from the guy. Am I still interested because his contract fell through? There's a case of like not taking no for an answer. And I don't think you've ever been to the office, but I know your mom has, one of them. And did you know that you probably didn't know that story? Yeah, nobody else had a chance. It was never a for sale sign, but when you persevere, it does pay off. Now, every week we do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day, and we give out free flowers to the winner. And the flowers come from Weisdumber Florist, and the winner, we'll have them delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Don't call yet, but remember that the question of the day, I always like to kind of remind people. My guest is Shane Roosey, and he loves to play football, basketball, baseball. He's a black belt in karate, plays guitar, and we even learned now that he likes to play golf. So kind of keep that in mind. And but before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, the attorneys tell us you have to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, what are my guest Shane Roosie's favorite activities? A. Football. B. Basketball. C. Baseball. D. Karate. E. Playing guitar. Or F, all of the above. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist delivered to their place of business this Tuesday afternoon. So go ahead and call 459-9769 and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito. Make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko.
While most schools raise tuition every year, Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School in Dublin is still less than $5,000. And that includes everything. Hi, this is Kendra O'Reilly, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, and I'm so proud of my students that have already made the first step in securing a great future for themselves as an in-demand dental assistant.
Hi, my name is Chrissy Lees from Utica. I am a mother of two who works full-time. These weekend classes work great for me. The course is very interesting, and these instructors are amazing. They really want you to succeed. It's only been 2 weeks, and I'm already getting hands-on experience in a dental office.
The next class begins on April 13th. Don't delay. To claim your space or to get more information, call 740-602-1250. That's 740-602-1250. Or go to assisttosucceedofcolumbus.com.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko at aol.com.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and my guest is Shane Roosie. Now, Shane, we are in the middle of Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and we had four callers. We had Scoop, Jerry, Cindy, and Shirley. And give me a number between 1 and 4. What number did you pick?
I said 4.
You pick 4. 4 is Shirley. Shirley, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, thank you for calling, first of all, and listening. Do you have the answer to today's question of the day?
Yes, it was all the above.
That's correct. All of the above. Shane is involved in all of these different activities. Mm-hmm. Shirley, what do you do for a living?
Say what?
What do you do for a living?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Is your radio turned up?
Just a second.
I have a feeling that she's got the time delay thing going on.
Is that better?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, see, you're getting the time delay. So what do you do for a living? I'm curious. What do you do for a living? You might have lost her.
I'm sorry, I still can't hear you. You sound really mumbly.
Well, I tend to mumble. I hear that a lot. But anyway, I'll tell you what, let me go ahead and you stay on the line. My producer will get your information, and we will get the flowers out to you this Tuesday afternoon from Weistember, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you again. Bye-bye now. Okay, so back with Shane. And Shane, I got to ask you, because it's a dental show. How old were you when you went to the dentist for the first time?
I was two.
You were two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And was that at Nysonger by chance, or where was that? Or you were too young to remember? Do you remember where it was?
No, I don't.
I don't remember anything prior to age three myself. Okay. So you went, I've been informed you went to the OSU Dental Clinic.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the OSU Dental Clinic did a thing called Give Kids a Smile Day about two Saturdays ago, which was pretty cool that I went to. Now, do you like going to the dentist? You can be honest.
I'll say it's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
So that, I take that to mean not really, right?
I mean, I do like it.
You do?
But sometimes I don't.
Okay, so.
So it's kind of like.
Does it depend on what they're doing? Like, you don't mind getting your teeth cleaned, but if you need a filling, that's a problem, or you don't like that?
No.
No? Okay. But you know how important dental care is, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, have you had braces or anything?
No, I haven't.
Haven't had braces? So you've been pretty healthy then, huh?
Yes.
You take really good care of your teeth?
Yep.
Good. Because you want to have them. How long you want to have them?
How long?
How long would you like to have your teeth? I don't know, till you're 30 and then have them all fall out, or till you're...
I don't know how long.
How about your entire life? It was a trick question. Would you like to have them your entire life?
No.
Oh, yes, you would. You don't want to have dentures someday, do you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, the point is we have a saying in dentistry, just brush the ones or floss the ones you want to keep. And how many of them you want to keep?
I want to keep all of them.
There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
I never had a cavity.
You've never even had a cavity?
Nope.
Well, that's really good. That's good. That tells me you are doing a good job. That's great. Now, what are your plans for the future? What do you want to be when you grow up? Where do you see yourself in, you know, a few years or 5 years?
Well, I want to graduate high school at first.
Okay.
Probably get a job.
Get a job.
Or my other reason is to go to college.
Go to college. Cool.
And I also want to major in as a sports media.
Sports media.
Yeah.
Cool. So you want to be a reporter?
Yes.
Wow, that's really neat. So you want to continue. Being able to speak to the sports figures like you're doing now, like you're working with the folks at OSU.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what. Would you want to do, like, radio, TV, or like print newspaper?
On radio, TV.
Radio. So you want my job?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what kind of challenges have you had in your life, just in general? I mean, you seem to have it together, and I'm gonna guess they're. That as far in your mind, there probably haven't been that many because you're so successful. But can you tell me a time or two when things just didn't seem to be working out and you didn't think they were going to?
Yeah.
Tell me.
I went, it's going now, but there has been a lot of fights going around at school.
Okay. So like you were afraid that you would be involved in one, or you were involved?
I was afraid.
Uh-huh.
At first.
Was that before or after you got into karate?
It was after.
Okay, so you kind of felt like you could take care of yourself, but it's still a little scary?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wasn't really involved in it.
Right.
I was, just trying to break it up.
Oh, trying to break it up? Be the peacemaker. That's neat.
Yeah.
Although sometimes the peacemaker gets popped in the nose or something, right? Because they're kind of getting in between the other folks.
Yeah.
So, but that's not going on now. Everything's
nope.
cool.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, everything's cool.
That's great. Now, you sing too. So, how did you find out you knew how to sing? Did you sing in church?
No. I started out playing games at first. So like
playing games?
Yeah.
Like, you mean like karaoke kind of a stuff or?
Kinda. Like I would say like a rock band.
Oh, you were in a rock band?
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah.
The what?
The game.
The game. Oh, you're playing the game rock band. Okay,
yeah.
So you would be the singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I always wanted to hear the singer, and
okay,
I was a bit amazed, and
a bit amazed that you could actually sing.
Yeah,
you could hold the tune.
Yeah,
that's neat. That's neat. It gives you a pretty good appreciation for American Idol, huh?
Yeah,
those are some really good singers that they send home on a regular basis, aren't there?
Yep.
Yeah, that's really tough. I used to sing a little bit too. But that was long before American Idol. I don't think I would have even gotten the audition. I think we have to go to another break, so let's do that now. And then when we come back, I have a lot more questions for you, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, hang tight. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Mom. Has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child? Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right, using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko.
If you love Asian cuisine, you owe it to yourself to try Wang's Teriyaki Asian Takeout Restaurant. Known for their better quality and lower prices, at Wang's Teriyaki you can eat in, pick up your food for carryout, or let them deliver their delicious entrees right to your home, as fresh as if the chef cooked it on the grill right in front of you. Wang's Teriyaki is conveniently located at 4330 North High Street in Clintonville. Call them at 614-261-8881. That's 614-261-8881. Wang's Teriyaki, open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are here with Shane Roosie. Shane is 17 years old. He's a student at Graham School, the Graham School. And he happens to have Down syndrome, but he certainly doesn't seem to let that hold him back. And he's an amazing young guy. And I want to make sure that, as learning a little bit about Shane for the show, I want to make sure to send out a thank you to the Human Resources Director at the Athletic Department of the Ohio State University, Kim Heaton. Apparently, she was very instrumental in making this happen. It was after a long, arduous journey by one of Shane's moms, Helene, but she did make it happen, so that's cool. And then also, Shane wants to give a thanks to Kevin Rise and Louis Van Hoos, right?
Hoos.
Louis Van Hoos.
Yes.
Okay, it rhymes. Sounds like you could write a song about that. Who's Louis Van Hoos?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, if you ever write any songs with the word smile or teeth or toothpaste or toothbrush, let me know, okay?
Okay.
To me, it's amazing that there aren't that many songs with the word smile in there. There's maybe like 40 or something. And you would think that, I think maybe songs typically are like somebody's just broken up, you know, and they're not actually, that's their inspiration. And so they're not really very happy at the moment. And they're not talking about smiles. Although the James Blunt song, his was an unhappy song as well, but he talked about seeing her smile. Okay, now I understand that because you work with the equipment managers, and by the way, I happen to know as a patient the equipment manager to the Blue Jackets, and so I know what they do and how critical it is. I mean, in his case, tell me if you do some of this too. He's responsible to get all their equipment like onto the truck, and then they drive the truck to the airport.
Yep.
And they got you do that. You help with that.
Yep. Except not to the airport.
You load the truck. Help them load the truck. Because if they get to an away game and they forgot the water bottles or something, they're kind of in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is there a big checklist? Is there like an actual list that they check off?
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody has like a list. Okay, like I do when I travel. I made up this list years ago. It's actually on the back of an envelope. And it has everything I want to have in there. And I go, you know, first, second, third, fourth. And I just make sure I haven't skipped anything. So you want to make sure that everybody has their shoes. Do they bring, like... you guys have to have like different size cleats for different fields, right? For their shoes?
Do they
change out the whole shoe or just put different cleats on the bottom of them?
The whole shoe.
Okay, so they have like, so each player might have a couple of different pairs of shoes depending on the length of the cleats.
Yeah, and it also depends on what size they wear.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, now what about protecting their mouth? How do they get their mouth guards made? Do you know? They all wear them, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay. Do they have their name on them? Like if you see one on the floor in the locker room, would you know whose it is?
No.
No? They don't put their name on them?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen them.
Okay.
I just do the other equipment.
The other equipment, okay.
Except for that.
Have you ever known any of the players to have a tooth injury because they weren't wearing their mouth guard or it popped out, or has everything been pretty safe on the dental front?
That I don't know.
Okay. I know I was reading about the NASCAR crash that happened, and how some of the fans were injured, and we don't really know the extent of those injuries, but in reading the dispatch this morning, I learned that in 2009, when Carl Edwards' car went up against the fence and a fan was injured, there were 7 people injured, and one was a broken jaw. You wouldn't think you'd go to a car race and wind up with a broken jaw, would you?
Yeah.
Now, you said you like basketball, too, and have you noticed how, like, Aaron Kraft is always, like, holding his mouth guard out of his mouth?
Yes.
Wonder why he does that, why he doesn't leave it in.
And sometimes when he, like, to me, mm-hmm. as a player,
yeah.
Because
you play basketball too. Do you wear your mouth guard?
I don't.
Uh-oh. We're going to have to work on that.
We'll
have to get you in for an impression and make you a custom-made one, okay?
Because I'm too scared of everyone. Because if I breathe in too hard,
right,
the mouthpiece can go in and get stuck probably.
Oh, you think it might?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. If they're made professionally from a model of your mouth, from a mold of your mouth, it takes 2 hands, although like 4 fingers to get it out.
Yeah.
So it's not something you could swallow or get stuck in your airway. So, maybe we can talk about that off the air. But for instance, I had Clark Kellogg on the show, and when he was playing for OSU as a basketball player, he took an elbow and he had his front tooth knocked out completely. He wasn't wearing a mouth guard. And we talked about how he had a bridge for several years, and then about 2 years ago now, he went and finally had to get an implant and a cap there. So those injuries do happen. And so I want you to do me a favor. If you see any of the football players not wearing their mouth guard, tell them they need to put their mouth guard in, okay?
I will.
Tell them Dr. Kvitko said.
Okay.
And they'll say, Dr. Kvitko what? Because they won't know who the heck I am. Anyway, tell you what, I think what we'll do is we're going to go to our last commercial break so that when we come back, we can just talk about our wrap-up stuff, okay? So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661.
263-8661. Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain Veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
While most schools raise tuition every year, Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School in Dublin is still less than $5,000. And that includes everything. Hi, this is Kendra O'Reilly, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, and I'm so proud of my students that have already made the first step in securing a great future for themselves as an in-demand dental assistant.
Hi, my name is Chrissy Lees from Utica. I am a mother of two who works full-time. These weekend classes work great for me. The course is very interesting, and these instructors are amazing. They really want you to succeed. It's only been 2 weeks, and I'm already getting hands-on experience in a dental office.
The next class begins on April 13th. Don't delay. To claim your space or to get more information, call 740-602-1250. That's 740-602-1250. Or go to assisttosucceedofcolumbus.com.
So I put on my makeup, put a smile.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. It's been a great show. We're here with Shane Rusi. And Shane, earlier I asked you who your heroes are, and tell me who some of your other heroes. We already talked about your moms, but who are your other heroes? Or do you have one in particular or several?
I do have several, but I do have one that I've adored since I was, like a little kid.
Okay. Who's that?
I'll say Dr. Ken.
Dr. Kim?
Ken.
Dr. Martin Luther King?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you might be telling me like one of your doctors or something, but Dr. Martin Luther King, that's really cool. And using the word adore as a 17-year-old tells me you've got great grammar and a full breadth of knowledge, you know. Most kids would not have thought to use that word. That's pretty cool. You also... I want to make sure we get this out there. You write a blog.
Yes.
And it's www.gobuckeyes.tumblr.com. So that's kind of short for Tumblr?
Yes.
Okay, www.gobuckeyes.tumblr.com. There's a dash in there somewhere? Go-Buckeyes. Oh, okay. I better say it again. www.go-buckeyes.tumblr.com. So if somebody wants to read about what you're up to, they can go there and you write. How often do you write? Every couple days or so?
Yes, I mostly write on Fridays.
Fridays, okay.
And sometimes over the weekend.
Okay, well, that's neat. Now, I understand that as part of your job, first of all, since they're not playing football right now, that you get to work with some other parts of the athletic department. Where are you working now?
I work with the baseball.
Baseball.
And softball team.
And softball. Cool. So they're in spring training right now.
Yes.
Okay. And you do kind of the same thing? Do you like pick up the bases after they're done? And
No.
No?
Not that. Just like it's the same thing as doing football. It's just counting, put away, laundry, and
okay, you have to count it, make sure nothing's missing.
Yes. And make sure they're neat.
Everything's neat, so they can find it when they're what they're looking for.
Yes.
Okay. And so are you gonna go to the baseball games too when they start playing them?
I hope so. I'm not sure.
What's your schedule? So you go to school, but then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, do you leave school early to go and do this, or do you go right after school? How does that work?
Yes. We have a class at 9:45.
Okay.
And we leave around 10:30 or 11.
Okay, so you have to go to morning classes, and somewhere around 11, you get to leave and go do your experiential parts. That's neat. So how do you get there? Do you drive?
I don't.
Not yet. Somebody has to come and get you? Do they have a bus, or one of your moms has to come and get you?
Yeah, my mom does bring me.
Yeah, I remember my dad used to drive me all over the place when I first got into my musical group. I was only 13. And then he'd have to drive me from Twinsburg, Ohio down to Columbus. I started with the group when I was 13 and then I turned 14 and I did it. So we've made a lot of drives back and forth. So, you know, thanks to all the parents out there, right? All the moms and dads that do this kind of stuff for us, because where would we be without them, you know?
Yep.
Now you also get to, as part of your work with the football team, you get to kick field goals?
Yes.
That's really neat. Do they have like a thing that holds the ball or somebody that holds it for you?
When I work, I work with, not only I work with managers,
right?
But I also work with student managers.
Student managers, okay.
So, they would take me out and, work, and then after I work, they'll hold
it for you.
Yeah.
So how far away have you made a field goal from? How many yards? What's your longest?
My longest has to be about, I'll say 17.
17 yards?
Yes.
Which is a long way. I don't think I could do that. I can get the ball up in the air, but it either goes up or it goes out. It never goes up and out.
It's just like when like after a touchdown, it's like the extra point.
Yes.
Right there.
Okay, so you can kick extra points.
Yeah.
See, not everybody can do that. That's pretty amazing. And then I understand as a senior, your school, the Graham School, they have this thing called walkabout.
Yes.
Now, my son did a walkabout. He went to Kilbourne. He went to, I'm sorry, Linworth, which is part of Kilbourne. So tell me what you're going to do.
I want to work as, work with a coach.
A coach? Like a high school coach or college coach?
Either one's fine.
Okay.
Any
coaches out there that are looking for an assistant, you can call Shane or go to Shane's blog or call me and I'll give you his number. Okay?
I also do a lot of volunteering hours too.
Wow, that's really
so
nice.
I should say I play basketball.
Uh-huh.
And this is my last year playing.
Oh, okay. So.
And I'm hoping to help one of those coaches in this league.
Okay. Well, I hope that works out for you. Shane, we're out of time, so we do have to go. As far as helping volunteer, maybe when we go off the air, I can get you signed up to be a volunteer at Team Smile or Dentistry from the Heart if you're interested. And good luck in everything that you do. And thank you so much for coming and being in the studio with me this morning.
Thanks.
Hey, you have a great day. And everybody out there, tune in next Sunday at 8 and every Sunday at 8. And we'll see you then.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.